Right now, let's look very much at the issue of sports sponsorships and how you determine value for money. Neil Jankelowitz is CEO of MSC Sports, I beg your pardon, and joins us now on 702 Drive. Mr. Jankelowitz, welcome, and thanks very much for your time. In a deal like this, return on investment, turnover, whatever the terminology will be, and you'll set me right on that, conversion is the word I'm thinking of. Presumably, Tourism South Africa either have or should have said, okay, if we're going to work out whether this is working, we need to see certain things happen. Do you have a sense of what those things might be? Because to say we get exposure worth this or that because of what a time on a Premier League game is worth may count for something, but something has to happen, surely, as a result of this partnership. What's that something? Good afternoon to you.
Thank you, John, and afternoon to your listeners. It's an interesting question you pose. I would say that, as you've said, like any investment, you need to understand clearly what your objectives are at the outset. Sponsorship is a very powerful tool when it comes to being able to deliver, so long as you're clear on what your objectives are. And as you've said, SA Tourism, I assume, have got very clear thoughts around what those objectives are. They can't purely be brand awareness. But I have to say, there are very few platforms in the world that will give you the reach from a brand awareness point of view, other than a sponsorship of this nature. So, you know, the English Premier League, for example, has 5 billion viewers globally. There's nothing quite like it, and I suppose that is something to consider.
So one of the other things, and I'm sure you've worked with clients in many different ways, is how do you keep the thing fresh? Because, you know, after a while there is a brand on the front of a shirt. I'm pretty sure that this will be on the sleeve the way Visit Rwanda is on the sleeves of Arsenal. And that was a rule that the Premier League changed, I think, a few years back, allowing branding on that part of the kit. But after a while, does stuff become familiar and you say, yeah, Visit South Africa, so what? Presumably, you need to have built in stages of other things happening that keeps it fresh and brings it back to the front of mind.
Yeah, so John, I think like any marketing campaign, the creative concept or the big idea, if you like, is key. And then how one is going to be able to bring that to life in a very thought out, very clear, strategic manner, ultimately aligning with the objectives that one would set out right at the top, I think then you're quite right. Creative keeps it fresh, but so long as the creative speaks to the big idea and what the objectives are, then you've got a campaign that ultimately, you know, can deliver, you know, in a real, very real and tangible way. You know, going back to your first question, sponsorship does have the ability to deliver B2B, you know, business-to-business opportunities, where they could be entertaining inbound tourist operators or tour operators. There's many ways that you can sweat the investment. But as you rightly say, you know, you have to have a creative concept that consistently keeps it alive, keeps it fresh, you know, both in the mind of the consumer and the business, you know, that you're targeting.
Neil, basic question. I mean, when you first read about this, heard about this, what was your first reaction? Did you think, cool, great idea, or did you go,
Well, listen, John, I'm a South African citizen, a very proud South African citizen first. And I suppose, you know, a country is much like a business. And so when your business is operating optimally, then as a CEO, when you're investing in marketing, I think that's the right time to do it, and it feels comfortable for all your shareholders because you're growing. I think as a South African citizen, we're all a little bit sore at the moment.
And yes, so yes.
It does feel, I think, if you take it at large, well, how are we investing in this? So how are we spending money in marketing when, you know, we've got some real issues at home? So that, I think, is really why there's so much emotion around this. But if you consider the investment in isolation, keeping in mind SA Tourism have got a mandate, their job is to market and invest in brand South Africa, I have to say that, you know, I don't know the quantums, I don't know the actual numbers, but as I said right at the outset, there are very few platforms that will give you this reach. And if there are clear objectives, and if you are focused on delivering, you know, specifically around what it is that you're trying to achieve, sponsorship has the capacity to do it. So Tottenham Hotspur is probably you know, much like the Toyota Cheetahs in South Africa, they're a very loved brand. You know, they're pretty much the second team for most supporters. And, you know, they might love Man United or Liverpool, but everyone fancies Spurs one way or another. And so, you know, so long as there's clear thought up front and there's a stakeholder that's focused on delivering the return, whatever that may be, I think it's an interesting thought, so long as you don't overpay.
That, indeed.
Like anything in life.
Yeah.
You can never, you know, you make your money when you buy. So if you're overpaying up front, the problem.
So I mean, that leads nicely to my next question, Mr. Jankelowitz, and that's this. I mean, if you're doing marketing, presumably you've got to have it backed up with plans you're making on the ground. So let me make it concrete in this particular instance. Very popular and one of the stars not doing well this season, but he has been a terrific player and brand part of brand Spurs is Son Heung-min. Now, he's Korean and there would be a strong identification with him, firstly in his home country, but perhaps elsewhere in the East. Does that work if, for example, it's really hard for South Koreans to get a flight, get a booking and get a visa? In other words, do we need to know that Tourism SA has done the demographics, the reach of this particular club and said, okay, we want tourists from there. And in order to do that, we've all got to pull together and, for example, make sure there's a consulate that's open.
Well, I think that would, you know, you've answered your question, John.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like a broken record, but if you're clear on what the objectives are, so for example, we're targeting China, we're targeting the East as a starting point. I would assume that SA Tourism found particularly interesting is the Spurs team would have presented their Facebook, their Twitter, their social media following in that region. Their audience in terms of, you know, people viewing and watching the EPL in that region. One would imagine that if that's the objective, to open up a particular market, obviously you have all the relevant consulates open and you're able to enable that travel. But keep in mind again, and that's part of the challenge, you're dealing with a government or quasi-government type institution, and so you have to hope that they are speaking to one another, because you know, SA Tourism's focus is to position and market the country, not necessarily to worry about embassies and consulates. So those are the challenges I would imagine down the line. But one thing that is certain, that Spurs would be able to share with them their demographic information, where they live, who follows them, who's watching, very clearly and concisely. I mean, you can do it yourself. I was having a look. Spurs have got 8.5 million Twitter followers. They've got 28 million, you know, people who follow them on Facebook. And so the numbers, in a sense, speak for themselves. The question is, what are you going to try to do with them?
Thanks so much, Neil Jankelowitz, CEO of MSC Sports, beg your pardon. Fascinating stuff. Now, we're going to follow up on that and focus in specifically on the tourism goals and where this particular thing might land or land on its face. It's a lot of money. It's got to work.